Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one if you have questions for the coaches here today. And if you're listening in on CA.TV and with the Twitter account, feel free to tweet us questions at CA Football. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously, a disappointing night for you last Saturday. A very hard-fought back-and-forth game with Elon that you come up short 36-33 as you've gone back and looked at the film. Give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, you know, obviously, to start with, I thought Elon played really well. I mean, the back played an incredible game. He broke a lot of tackles. He made us miss. You know, they did a nice job up front offensively. You know, we couldn't get stops when we needed to get stops, you know, but and then offensively, you know, we piled up a bunch of yards and got some points, but probably left about, you know, 21 points out there in some capacity where we, you know, we didn't execute correctly, or, you know, we had a tough penalty. You know, would have got us out, backed up one time. You know, so we had some turnovers. So we did shoot ourselves in the foot. Probably should have played a little bit better, you know, offensively. But we did execute for the most part. Defensively, I was very disappointed in how we played defensively. But again, I think Elon had a lot to do with that. The back was a heck of a player, and their quarterback, you know, made some throws when he had to in that game. And, you know, they blocked us pretty good. So we got to get better on defense for sure if we're going to compete in this league.
Offensively, as you touched on, quite a performance. Not only were actually led by, I guess, Kyle with 497 yards through the air, but 588 yards as a team. How frustrating, as you said, not just the turnovers, but the running back falling down on the fourth down play. As you go back and look, how frustrating did you feel like you played well enough on that side to be able to get a win?
Yeah, I mean, the fourth and one, you know, our back slips. You know, we had a really good call. We blocked it up correctly. That's a first down, no doubt. Probably, you know, it's probably 10, and he's one-on-one with the safety, and we're on their side of the field late in the game. You know, little things like that come back to get you. You know, did he cut off the right foot? Was he lined up correctly? He was probably too tight to the quarterback. You know, the attention to detail, you know, has to be, you know, better for us all the way across the board, coaches included. But, you know, we get that, we convert that fourth down there. You know, we got a shot to win the game. We didn't get it done. We didn't get a stop afterwards when we had, you know, an opportunity to get him on the ground and didn't get it done. You know, great effort by him on a third and two where we had him hit in the backfield or we get the ball back there. You know, some turnovers were critical. I mean, we catch a pass and run it. You know, it's a 20-yard gain and he gets, you know, one of our backs gets stripped. You know, a tip ball, you know. You know, the one thing I'll give our defense credit for, though, is, you know, there was no TDs, you know, following a sudden change. We muffed a punt. You know, we fumbled it. You know, we threw an interception in our area. And each time our defense stepped up and held them to field goals, which I was proud of that for them.
We're here with Richmond head coach Russ Huseman. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach, with a week off, do you consider moving guys, maybe offense to defense or in other ways to try to fortify what you got going on defensively?
We've talked about everything, to be honest with you. You know, we've probably got eight guys on defense playing at a pretty high level. We've got some that aren't playing at a high enough level. We got to make some decisions. I think we got enough good players on defense that, you know, if we mix and match a little bit and kind of, you know, maybe move some people, we could get better on defense. But, you know, I've watched this thing five times now, and, you know, we've got guys in position to make plays. It's not the scheme. You know, we got to make plays. We got to fit gaps correctly. And we got to get guys on the ground, and we'll find people that'll do that. You know, we had some really good individual efforts. You know, Dale Matthews is playing great. Mike Akeels had a really nice game. you know, our inside guys are fine. You know, so we've got, you know, we've got guys that are making plays and doing what we're asking them to do. And I think we'll get better on defense. Matter of fact, I know we'll get better on defense. We just got to do a better job of coaching them up and, you know, making sure we're putting them in each situation that hopefully that we're going to see in a game and let them play.
Hey, if I can follow up, has your off-week emphasis changed in light of Saturday's result, or you pretty much stick to script and just move on?
Well, you know, we'll probably stick to script. You know, just knowing that, you know, we've got a, you know, three or four extra days, and our coaches are recruiting today and tomorrow. So we'll come back on Wednesday and have a light practice and run them a little bit. And then so you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and probably Thursday and Friday will be, you know, emphasizing us and getting better, you know, maybe looking at some people in other positions. You know, we haven't had a whole lot of time. We'll get back together and kind of figure out any changes that we need to make. But Thursday and Friday will be about us, and then they'll have Saturday off, and then Sunday we'll come back and start preparing for our next game. Thank you.
Russ, being your first year as a head coach in a new program, is, I know usually bye weeks you'd like to see them mid-season, but is this one falling with just one conference game in, you know, falling at a good time from that standpoint because you've kind of gotten a better idea of what you have to work with now?
You know, I don't know. You know, sometimes it's, you know, in basketball you lose a game, you get to come back 2 days later and make you feel better. You know, now you got to stew on this for a couple weeks. So that's, you know, and for coaches and players, I know that's tough. You want to get right back out and redeem yourself. We're not going to get that opportunity. But with that being said, we probably do need some work. We probably need to look at maybe some people in different positions, and this will give us that opportunity to do it.
Going back to your offense, Cortrell Simpson and Dijon Brissett, two huge games. Again, those guys are two of the top FCS receivers in the nation right now. As a coach and from the offensive side of the ball, how nice of a luxury it is having guys that can break plays and then not allowing defenses to be able to focus on one or the other.
Well, those two guys, and then Tyler Wilkins also. I mean, Tyler's kind of having a sneaky good year. Probably not quite the numbers, but it seems like every week he makes a big play somewhere, makes somebody miss. You know, he had a big 32-yard run on a reverse. So, you know, we've got three, you know, that are really good players. We got a couple more that are playing well. So we feel good about that position. And obviously, you know, with Kyle, you know, he's finding it. He's spreading it around. You know, Garrett Hudson at tight end is a pass-catching threat too. So we got weapons on offense. Now, we can't make mistakes. We can't turn the ball over. If we don't, you know, if we convert some fourth downs, don't turn the ball over, you know, we're so much better. I mean, it's scary, you know, the yards and the points that we're putting up, you know, can be even better. So, but those guys, you know, Cortrell's having a great year, Brissett's having a great year, and Tyler Wilkins is having a great year too.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks. Good talking to you guys.
All right, good.